This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From Montana to Mahomes, his call has been synonymous with Chiefs football.
Touchdown, Kansas City!
He's the voice of the Chiefs kingdom, and he joins The Drive every Monday at 4.
You can't doubt the Chiefs! You can dislike the Chiefs! You can disrespect the Chiefs! You're gonna have to deal with the Chiefs!
Here's Mitch Holthus.
Very happy right now to be joined by the voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, Mitch Holthus. He is brought to you by GEHA. I had no clue what GEHA stood for. Government Employees Health Association, and by Silverstein Eye Center. Achieve your best vision and experience outstanding patient care at Silverstein Eye Center. Mitch, how was Brazil? Did you get any chance to go around, or was it just a complete business trip?
Complete business trip, and a little clunky. In the fact that
I've heard that everything's just far away from each other.
Well, and then somehow, I don't know why, we were delayed 2.5 hours on the plane before we left on Wednesday. 2.5 hours. Now, then a 10.5 hour flight. You can do the math. You went to Missouri Southern. Then you lose 2 hours. Then you have to go through customs. Sao Paulo is the fourth largest city in the world. It tells LA, hold my beer. And you're going across town basically to get to your hotel. It was, I think, an 18-hour day, and not the fault of the Chiefs logistics folks. There's some awesome people, because these international games now, they're a challenge. But this felt different just because of logistics outside of the Chiefs realm, very different from Germany and from England.
So a lot to get into. We don't have a whole lot of time. This is our last segment of the day before we hand things off to Vern to get you ready for Royals pregame as the Royals are trying chase down, I know, one of the wild card spots. So let's just start with this. Let's talk about the defense. We talked a lot about the offense today. I want to get your thoughts on the defense. What surprises me the most is this is a defense that is largely the same from last year. Now, of course, there's some turnover. You don't have Wharton. You don't have Justin Reed. But for the most part, you know this defense. This defense has been together. A lot of these guys have played multiple years in Spag's system. It didn't really feel like anything held up for them, whether it was the pass rush, whether it was the back half with the coverage. It felt like a lot of their systems failed them on Friday.
Third down. It's third down. It's third down. And even some of that happened in the preseason. I remember a third and 12 against the Seahawks, and they get 14. I mean, if you break this game down, third and three, they get 5. Third and 7, Chargers get 9. Third and 6, Chargers get 7. Third and 3, they get 11 and a touchdown. Third and 7, they get 9. Third and 15 at the end, they Herbert scrambles for 19. Even one they did not make, they were 7 of 13 on third down were the Chargers. One they did not make was third and 15, and they get a 14-yard play, which sets up a 4th and 1. And so even advancing to this week, you're going to play a 4-down football team in the Eagles. Chargers are kind of trying to be that way a little bit, like the Ravens are. But you've got to get stops on third down. These are all chances to get off the field. Some of these in the NFL, 3rd and 7, 3rd and 7, 3rd and 15, you're loving it. Like, you should get off the field in those circumstances. So that's where Spags will be hard at work this week.
Were you more disappointed in the front four and the pass rush, or more disappointed in the secondary?
I think it's probably all of the above. You've got to be able to get pressure with four. Now, what I saw in the offseason, what I saw in training camp, I was excited because I thought there was a chance to get more pressure with four, and I still do. When they get their group of Omenihu and Jones and Karloftis and even Leo Chanel up front, but now Ashton Gelati looks like he could be a force. I still think there's got a four-man rush coming that can be fruitful. But even again, on the back end, there's got to be assignment sound. This is basically a man defense, but you also got to understand, and it's backers, DBs, safeties, corners, all of them have got to understand there's got to be some plays made on the back end. So, again, that'll be under the microscope this week for Spags.
That's why, if you're asking me, I guess, what I'm more confident in to kind of turn itself around, it really comes from the defense. I mean, this is a defense last year that was ranked top five. They were fourth in points allowed last year. And again, you return largely the same group. I think their defense is going to be noticeably improved as the season goes on, as you get more of an effort from Ashton Gelati, as Omar Norman Lott contributes a little bit more. Christian Fulton basically didn't have a regular offseason and program. Noel Williams, he'll be a guy that I know in week 7, week 8, we'll talk about the development that he's made in the career. I think there's a clear path to their defense turning things around a lot sooner than people probably expect.
It's the theme of tonight's show, really, on the Chiefs Kingdom show. It's like, keep fixing, keep firing. And one of the things that I've seen this staff do, and Coach Reed has done it for 13 years, is he's a really good fix-it guy. He will figure it out. We see him as a, you know, a designer and schemer, which he can do, but he's the best fix-it coach I've ever been around. Now, Spags can do it as well. But the third down issues really go back to last season at the end of the year. And so when they get, especially this week, you got to win on first down this week. This week's a whole different kind of team to play, because if they get in third and two or three, it's like K-State playing Army. It's a third and three is like a first down for this team, for this Eagles team. You got to win on first down, but you got to get off the field on third and six or more. And it's at the end of last year, there were some issues of getting off on third and long. At the very least, even if a team doesn't score on you, you never flip the field. You've got to get to a spot where you switch the grid of the field in your favor and try to give Patrick some more favorable field position.
Can you take us through the last defensive play for Kansas City? And afterwards, yeah, there's a little bit of jawing back and forth. What did you see on that play? What went wrong on that play? Because for all the problems that the Chiefs have, if you make this play and force a punt, you get the ball back to Patrick Mahomes, and you will always take your chances in that scenario.
Yeah, all of us are thinking, just give Pat the ball, even though he needs a touchdown. I mean, even the Chargers probably have it in the back of their mind. But you've got 3rd and 14. You've got 3rd and 14. And it's a situation where I think Chris probably did a little bit of going on his own. He jumps inside, basically, and there's no one else to help him on the outside in that coverage. He's got to try to keep outside leverage in the outside shoulder. And if you're going to have Herbert run, try to make him at least try to run up the middle where you've got help. And I think just it was frustration in the part of Tranquil. And then Chris was conciliatory after the game. He was remorseful. He knew that he probably should have stayed to the outside shoulder of the tackle. But I think Chris thought, I can beat this guy. And we've seen him do it in the AFC Championship game of 2022 under different circumstances. This is one where you got to play it to the outside, play the coverage, play your role, just push the cat back and get off the field and give Pat a chance.
Right now, we're joined in studio by the voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, Mitch Holthus. He's brought to you by GEHA and also Silverstein Eye Center. I thought Patrick was phenomenal for the most part. I think the only reason why the Chiefs were in that game, and that game is close, is because they have the best quarterback in the league. This is the team that didn't really run the ball very effectively. This is the team that didn't have its number one or number two wide receiver and just fought and clawed the entire time. And I think that's largely because Pat is so special.
This is not an excuse, but when Worthy comes off the board that early in the game, and you know he's all over the game plan in so many different ways, and this team has been able to adjust, but now you're down three wide receivers because you don't have Rice, you don't have Jalen Royals, and you don't have Worthy. You're like running out of dudes. And so for Patrick, and for Matt Nagy and for Coach, they've got to kind of calibrate everything. But Pat is the best at it, and I thought that he fought his tail off. The throw to Juju going down on the ground, nobody else makes that throw. And I said in the play-by-play, there's no phone booths anymore, but he somehow threaded the ball. It's more like he got, as the elevator doors were shutting, he somehow got the ball inside to Juju in the elevator, and the elevator's full of Charger guys. I mean, that play was remarkable. But I thought Patrick showed his competitiveness. There weren't turnovers in that game, either team. And so there was excellent quarterback play by two really good quarterbacks, but I thought Patrick was exceptional, knowing full well that he's playing a card game where they take an ace out of his hand as soon as they deal the cards out.
Yeah, I thought he had a couple of drives. You know, the drive where he scores the rushing touchdown, where it was just, I'm going to go try to win this game. Yep. And I thought he tried to set the tone physically when he ran over that player before he went out of bounds and just, I need to set the tone for my team and let them know. And you could kind of feel the energy after he made that play. I know that they didn't win the game, and I know the numbers are not one of those dazzling numbers that you're kind of used to, but I thought Pat played exceptional.
We've seen him for so many years. He literally is Tiger on Sunday wearing the red shirt when Tiger is in his prime. That's Patrick Mahomes. He's that competitive. He's going to figure out a way to kind of grind it out and get it done. We've seen him do it. Saw him do it all last year to get 17 wins in a season, and he'll try to do it again this week against a really good Eagles team. But, yeah, his competitiveness is so strong. Now everybody's got to, like, lift up. Don't know if he'll have Xavier or not. Hopefully getting Royals back with the tendonitis in his knee. But Patrick is going to figure out a way to win this game for sure.
Right now we're joined in studio by Mitch Holtis. They called 11 run plays. Just didn't really feel like enough. You would think when you lose a player like Xavier Worthy, maybe you lean a little bit more on Pacheco, you lean a little bit more on Kareem Hunt. I just don't know really what you can do only getting five opportunities to carry the football.
Yeah, Kareem has value on this team. They convert two fourth downs. And I was going to go back and talk about Pat's competitiveness. There's three straight drives. The Chargers are good defensively. They were number one in the league last year in scoring defense. And they're as good or better this year, I think. But they get three straight drives, and they finally get into rhythm. I asked Coach about it tonight. Now, they have to settle for the field goal, but they get the run-on field goal, which was awesome. It's hard to do now. And then three to go back and get the touchdown, which you're alluding to, and when Pat kind of set the tone for it. But they get two fourth downs from Kareem Hunt. Kareem Hunt's valuable to this team. What you're alluding to, and I think is something that I think they have a more propensity for once they get all their troops, but to get some explosive plays when the play called is not designed to be explosive. To me, Breshard Smith becomes a key in this regard because he's a running back, whether he's in a third down role or wherever they use him, has the chance to be an explosive player.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Play where you throw him a 7-yard route, it becomes a 70-yard run. I've seen it. I saw it this summer. I saw it in training camp. So there's still some plays there potentially that didn't happen against the Chargers. But yeah, you got to find a way to get some explosive plays from your running backs in one way, shape, or another.
Yeah, that's the thing that I'm most worried about. The analogy I made earlier is, and you know, you covered basketball, is, you know, your coach can X's and O's and draw it up. At some point with 8 seconds left on the shot clock, you need a guy who can go get you a bucket. Like, basketball is just kind of based on that. Rob and I looked this number up. Out of the last 295 carries from either Pacheco or Kareem Hunt, four have gone over 15 yards and only one has gone 20 or more yards. I don't know how much explosiveness they're going to get in their passing game. Just, I don't know if they have the weapons to kind of get those big plays that they were kind of alluding to all summer. They're going to have to try to get something out of their run game over the next 4 or 5 weeks until they can get some of their guys back healthy and kind of get back to normal, so to speak.
Yeah, it'd be interesting because we have Pacheco on the show tonight. I think it's the first time he's ever been on the Kingdom show in 4 years, but we'll discuss that. About the, how do you get some explosive plays? Go back to his game in 23 against the Jets. He had the 48-yard run, had the 40-plus yard screen play. And then, again, I mentioned Breshard Smith has that propensity to do it on a play that's not designed to be a big-time play. But, again, you've got to get some explosive plays. And they had three now big plays. One was Pat's incredible scramble, which I think the Charger DBs thought he's going to get sacked. And great job for it by Hollywood to keep running that route. Great play to call on the 37-yarder to Kelsey. That was a well-designed play. And then Thornton had the over-the-shoulder on the corner route that led to the run on field goal. So those are three 30-plus plays. Last year, the Chiefs only had 16 all year. And four of those were by Rice before he got hurt in the first 4 weeks. But to your point, the running backs weren't a part of that. The biggest runs of the season were Pat scrambles. And so this game kind of was a little bit more that way. But I still think there's the propensity to get those, especially from a rejuvenated Pacheco and a speedy Breshard Smith.
Who do you think is going to be the pass catcher that's kind of asked to pick up some of the slack? I mean, I know the game plan is kind of centered toward Xavier Worthy. He then goes out. I mean, Pat threw it 39 times. 16 of those targets went to Hollywood Brown. That's just not a sustainable model to me for him to get that kind of volume. I kind of think that player is Tyquan Thornton. I liked his offseason. I think he can kind of be kind of like DeMarcus Robinson, what he was. Byron Pringle. I think he can be that kind of secondary third option for this team if given an opportunity. I mean, a couple of those plays, just a hair off on some of those long pass plays. If you make maybe one of those plays that you miss, maybe this is a completely different ballgame.
And he hasn't had a lot of game reps since 22. He hadn't played a lot. And he had that rookie year in New England, which wasn't bad where he got him. So he's kind of getting his sea legs or his land legs back underneath him, I should say. But I also think it's got to come from some different guys. I think your tight end's got to give you some pop plays. Tonyan, we can see, can do that. Greg possibly can. And Juju's fighting his tail off. Juju Smith-Schuster's done an awesome job, man. He is fighting like crazy. He's reinvented his game. Talk about the basketball analogy. He's the guy that went from a 25-point score to set the screen to get you a shot, to then get a pick and pop. He gets four shots a game, but he makes three threes and then gets the stop at the end of the game. That's Juju Smith-Schuster. But he still can be a part of this. I don't think there's any one person to answer your question, and that's not a slough off or trying to wiggle free from it. It's really going to have to be a sum of the parts until they get all the troops back. You know what's amazing to me? I remember watching down the hill in 2024 in St. Joseph, Missouri. In fact, Chief Social put it up there. We call it the 145 area code or the 415 or something. When you had Hollywood Brown, Xavier Worthy, and Rashi Rice all walking down the hill. They have never played together yet. That's crazy. Since 2024 training camp, they have never been on the field all at the same time. And I look forward to that day when it happens, and hopefully everybody's healthy when Rashi comes back from his suspension. But in the meantime, you're going to have to figure out. There's not any one guy that can pick all that up.
Right now, we're talking to Mitch Holtis here for a couple more minutes. We are off today because of the Royals. I don't know how much you can or cannot comment on this. I don't know how Tart is allowed to continue to be in the game. Like, it just doesn't make any sense to me. Just based off what the league has been telling me they are emphasizing, I'm watching football and they keep telling me the league is cracking down on sportsmanship. We're cracking down on sportsmanship. Well, you had a player smack another player of the game on Friday. It just feels like that player should have been ejected from the game.
That was a pretty good smack. Have you watched the close-up?
Yeah. Okay. Then he's like taunting him on social media that he smacked him. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, the league has to really discuss this. Then everybody in the league is going, well, I'll just open hand slug the cat, right? I'll just keep my hand open. I'll get a 15-yard penalty, but I'm not going to get ejected or suspended. Well, hey, maybe, I don't know, my mom didn't do it often, but you get an open-handed whack, it can get you pretty good. And so the league has to visit that. To me, open versus closed fist is, that's stupid. I think the league just has to look at it. The other thing is, with the case in Carter, with the spitting deal going on in the Cowboys game, to say that he couldn't be suspended for this week because he's already missed a game, then are you going to do it early in the game then, where you don't have any kind of additional penalty?
So, I said earlier, I mean, obviously they just gave the message that Jalen Carter just should have smacked Dak Prescott. Like, they didn't, I mean, then he could
open hand.
Yeah,
then open hand. Just use your open hand.
Yeah. Then he could have kept playing in the game.
It's something the league has to look at, I think, really closely and soon.
We're up against it here. We got like 90 seconds left. Quickly as you can, what went wrong in the Super Bowl, in your opinion? I just didn't think that any team could do what I saw Philadelphia do to Kansas City. What went wrong, in your opinion?
Man, in 90 seconds, I can't give you that complete answer. I think that this was a Eagles team that was playing great, still is, and just came out throwing haymakers from round one. And the fact that the Chiefs had, and Joe Tooney has done such a great job. I gave the analogy of a wrestler who is wrestling up a weight, maybe 167. He's wrestling 185, and he hangs in there until he has to take on the state champion. And the Eagles were so good up front defensively that they wrecked everything. And then they just came out very vicious, to their credit. I'm not saying and then it was just getting hit in the mouth right away. And, you know, you get the interception by Cook that stops the second drive, but you're backed up and can't move out of that. And then it was just a kind of a downhill avalanche from there. That was the big chance, I think, to kind of flip the game. But, I mean, it was all three phases. But here
you guys,
we are.
You guys have Isaiah Pacheco coming up on Chiefs.
First time ever, it'd be great. He's such a good dude, and he graduated from Rutgers, but he's key now. You talk about a big play. We got to get a pop from Pop, no pun intended.
Absolutely. That is Mitch Holtz's voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. His appearances are brought to you by GEHA and also Silverstein Eye Center. Go Royals. We'll catch you guys tomorrow. It's The Drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.